We talked about how camp either presents challenges that are by choice or just challenges. Can you give an example or more of times that you've either challenged yourself or have just been asked to be challenged here?
I think public speaking is a good example of sort of a combination of both challenge by choice and challenge by voluntelling. At camp, especially as a counselor, it's very much expected that you will be leading activities and leading assemblies, whether that's quiet or Sunday assembly reflective times or more fun, exciting activity periods. It's very much expected that you'll be up in front of people. And as someone who came to camp with a pretty good fear of public speaking and standing up in front of a group of people, that was a really scary thing to be confronted with. But it's something that I think I've gotten a lot better at and had a lot of opportunity to practice as a counselor, especially. And was even able to speak at our last Sunday assembly this past week on the summer theme without being voluntold while volunteering to actually stand up in front of everyone and speak, which is a really cool progression to look back on how I've grown in that element over the last few years.
Yeah. And then we talked also about this idea that's kind of always present of like how you often feel like your best self at camp and how you can bring your camp self home and make that just part of yourself in general. Are there ways in which you feel like over the years you've succeeded in bringing that camp part of yourself into your everyday life?
I think in two ways. The first is sort of by bringing more quiet and reflective moments home with me. I think that's something that we take a lot of time to be super intentional about at camp, and that can often get lost in the shuffle of the real world when you're surrounded by technology and just in general, I feel like a lot more stimulation on a day-to-day basis. So bringing home quiet, reflective activities, even like journaling. I didn't journal before I came to camp, and at camp had the experience of doing a solo journal and then spending some time writing letters to myself and doing things like that, and then was able to bring home like a weekly journaling exercise at the end of the summer that I've continued since my club summer, I think, so for the past 4 or 5 years, which has been really cool to look back on what I was thinking at the end of camp then and then sort of carry that through to now. And the other one is like physical skills that I think I have learned at camp and then brought home with me and used as ways to connect with other people. I've always been interested in biking at camp and came to bike and learned how to mountain bike and connected with a lot of counselors who I really looked up to and a lot of other campers who also thought that was like a cool and fun activity. And then at home was able to connect with people like my dad who really liked to bike, and it's been really fun for me to have learned skills at camp that let me connect more with him and sort of find a father-daughter activity to do at home with him as well.